Hello, I'm Casey Hoffaker here on Sterling High School Radio with a featured artist promo, taking a look into the four-time Grammy Award-winning British singer-songwriter Sam Smith. Smith was born in May 1992 in London, England. A natural singer, Smith began performing as a child, but the first real press he got came in 2009. While on company time, Smith's mother, who was a successful banker, was fired for allegedly promoting her 15-year-old singing career. Smith had only recorded two songs at that point, and it would be a few years before he left his mark on the musical world. Smith began singing at a very young age, and first hit the chart when he was the featured singer on the 2012 Disclosure song, Latch. Shortly after, he released his first single, Lay Me Down. In 2014, he released his first album named In the Lonely Hour. The album contained the smash hit Stay With Me, which turned into a radio staple over the course of the entire year. For his incredible work on the album, In the Lonely Hour, he was awarded four Grammys, including the Song of the Year and Record of the Year. In a January 2018 ABC News Australian interview, Smith reveals how his dad was his biggest influencer in the type of music that he makes today.
My dad was a stay-at-home dad. My mum worked. And my dad is a very, very emotional person, emotional being, as is my mum. But I always felt like it was okay to talk about my deepest and darkest feelings and be completely honest if I was sad or down or happy. You know, every emotion I felt I could present to anyone.
Later in the same interview, Smith was asked why it was so important to put to rest the rumors about his sexuality. In 2014, Smith had not only released an award-winning album, he also announced to the world that he sexually identifies as gay. He tells the woman that it isn't important to him at all. He reveals that it's not important to him because he came out at 10 years old. But he says that it's something that in this day and age you have to address because he's not only speaking for himself but for the whole LGBT community. And if he says the wrong thing, it could be detrimental for him and the community.
It wasn't important to me because I came out when I was 10 years old. But it's just something in this day and age that we have to address. It's definitely been a challenge in my job, for sure. You know, I feel like I've had more struggles with my sexuality in my job than I actually have in my personal life, just because I don't know what to say sometimes, and I say the wrong things, and I'm speaking on behalf of my community sometimes, which is tough. It's really tough, because if I say the wrong things, it could be detrimental to them, and I've learned that the hard way.
Sam Smith's young musical career had gotten off to a brilliant start, winning a total of 27 awards, including Favorite Pop Rock Male Artist at the American Music Awards in 2014, as well as 3 Billboard Awards. The single Stay With Me, released in 2014, is a gospel-inspired ballad that details the protagonist pleading with his one-night stand not to leave him, had won a Grammy for the Best Pop Solo Performance. Oh, won't you stay with me? All I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. The song that had his musical career peak was a song from the English electronic duo Disclosure called Latch, which had featured Sam Smith's incredible vocals. In the United States, Latch was a sleeper hit, peaking at number 7 on the US Billboard Hot 100 in 2014. Smith recently released a new single called Dancing with Strangers featuring Normani, and is in the process of making more music in the near future. I'm Casey Hoffaker with a featured artist promo on Sam Smith, right here on Sterling High School Radio. Go Knights!